Hello, you're very welcome to the very first episode of the GA Hours Monday Club. And of all the places around the country, of all the towns and villages, I'd say there's no livelier Monday Club than what's going on in Shinrone, County Offaly today. And we have Killian Sampson on the line. Killian, how's it going?
Hi, Niall. How's it going? Feeling very good this morning.
Good stuff, good stuff. You're in a bit of a rush. I'd say it's down to the pub. Will you even get in the door at this stage?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I will. I think the place is buzzing down there already, and like everyone's out, and they've been out since last night, and even when we're coming back through the village, I could just see all the colour and all the people standing around. Like, it's great for the parish and it's great for the community as a whole, to be honest.
I'd say last night now, it must have been fairly mad altogether. Like, the first ever county title win in Shinrone, and your first county final in more than 50 years, like, to take part in even. So, was the whole parish out last night?
Yeah, the whole parish was out. We came back in a bus and we came back into the village and we walked up through the street and we walked up through the car park, and it was just filled with people and filled with red and white colours, and it was just amazing to see all the kids and even all the people that have hurled before us and see them kind of crying yesterday, and it meant so much to all of them, and that's what it's all about really, and we were just happy we could produce it for the likes of those.
Yeah, I'd say there was a lot of tears yesterday. Like, it must have been a great feeling there. You're talking about walking up through the streets of Shinrone and everyone out in red and white. Like, that must have been a brilliant feeling for all of you.
Yeah, look, it's something that none of us ever could have imagined it was going to happen in the future. And now that it has, it's hard to believe it. And I don't think it's going to sink in for a couple of days what we've done and what we've actually achieved, to be honest.
So you're, am I right in saying you're 21 years of age, Killian?
Yeah, I was 21 there at the start of September.
21, you scored 4 from play in the county final. And I'd imagine you're a student too, but I doubt there'll be too much study done this week.
No, I might have to contact a few lecturers or that now. I don't think I'll see too many lecture halls this week, to be honest. So that'll have to be done now in the next few days.
Jason's your brother, isn't he? The captain of the team.
Yeah, Jason's my oldest brother, yeah.
Right. And you have another brother on the panel too. I was listening to an interview with Jason yesterday, and he talked about that he said, like, it's going to be a wild enough week, like the first time ever. So, like, have you any plans set out for the week, or have you to visit schools and stuff like that, or what's the plan?
I think we're going to go to the schools anyway tomorrow. I think it's definitely very important to go. Like, I think all the kids are just, they're mad. They were so glad to see us all come back into the village last night, and there were so many of them there, and I think we're definitely going to go there tomorrow. But after that, there's no plan. I think the only plan put in place after that is we're probably back training at the weekend or early next week. So I think that's all we know so far. So we'll have to play it by ear.
Right. Well, I'd say the week off will be well deserved anyway. And you'll all probably hang around Shinrone for as long as you can anyway.
Ah, we will, yeah. I don't think there'll be anyone trying to go further afield. It'll be all within the village this week and all our own people. So it'll be great, in fairness.
So you mentioned, like, how good it's going to be for the young lads around the parish, and like what it's going to do for them going into the schools. Like when you were growing up, like, you hadn't been in a county final, you hadn't won, I think I'm right in saying the last 9 or 10 years you hadn't won a knockout game in the championship. Like, so, like, was it hard to believe, like, or what changed about you this year?
Yeah, it was hard to imagine, but I think we've won a couple, we have good underage success and we won our couple of under 21 titles, and I think this year we instilled a bit more character into ourselves, and we brought that bit of an extra edge, like going down the home stretch in games where we haven't done in recent years. We started to close out a couple of games, and even you see a couple of times this year we never gave up and we stayed going to the final whistle, and it paid a reward for us, because especially against Belmont in the semi-final, like, we just stayed doing what we were gonna, we stayed plugging away, and just our chances came and we took them.
So there's a few lads similar to your age kind of who've come up along the ranks, like, and were you used to winning yourselves underage, or had you won much?
I suppose we were always very competitive, yeah. We won 214 county finals A and we won an under 16 A, and I think most of those county finals that we've hurled in were always against Kilcormac as well.
Okay.
And they actually beat us in the under 20 county final last year as well. So we've always been competitive, and we've always had a good crop of young lads coming up, my age group anyway, and we always kind of put in a good year, and we have a few medals, so there was always that kind of talent there.
So there's a good crop of young lads, and like, maybe you're a bit more used to winning, you haven't suffered the same amount as some of the older lads of the team. Like, I'd say yesterday, by the time you got back into the dressing room and all that, I'd say them lads, like the older lads in the team, I'd say they were in tears nearly, were they?
Oh, they were. The minute the whistle blew, they were all in tears. Like, you know, we all were really. And it's, yeah, it's for the likes of them, the likes of, I think Mark and Darren O'Mara, the likes of those, like, they've hurled the championship since the early, like, 2000. I think Mark's run 2003, maybe, or 2004. So, like, it just goes to show, like, he's never been there. Like, he's never got to a final, and he's only been in a couple of semi-finals. And to get over the line for the likes of those lads who have done the hard yards for so many years, like, it's unbelievable. And, like, to be honest, we probably don't know. As younger lads, we actually don't know what it feels like. They've lost so many knockout games, and I think it's going to be unbelievable for them, especially.
Well, if anyone deserves the week celebrating, it's definitely those lads, isn't it?
Yeah, they do. They really do. They've done so much for the club down through the years, like, and it's definitely deserving, and they deserve more than anyone, to be honest.
So you were winning by, you kind of had a bit of an advantage a lot of the way through the second half. You kind of kicked on there, and like, it's in the last 5 minutes, I'd say maybe on the field you might have been still a little bit nervous, like, oh, Kilcormac might come back. But, like, was it when it came down to the last minute into injury time, like, did you get a chance to sort of soak it in a little bit, to look around and kind of go, geez, this is something else?
Yeah, maybe. I think it could have been, I think Keelan Kiley got a goal, and I think we could have got a point or two after that. But then you looked up the clock, it was just gone past 62 minutes. I think that was the first time you could really kind of take a breath and say, this is it, like, we have it, to be honest. Other than that, like, we were just focusing on the next ball, because we knew they were going to have a fight in them, and they were going to come back at us. So I don't think we were ever going to be complacent, because we learned from the semi-final, like, we were the lucky ones that day, and anything could have happened, really. So it was just nice to be able to look around the last 30 seconds and that, and see all the lads on the sideline, and they were getting ready to run in, and it was unbelievable scenes.
So we played you in a challenge match there about two or three weeks ago, and I suppose one of the things I noticed was you worked the ball up through the lines lovely, like, there was, and everybody seemed to move the ball fast. You kind of had us running around in circles for a while, but I suppose, was that sort of something you'd worked on, like, and maybe a game plan through the year?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're good at mixing it up as well, but what worked well for us is getting the ball to a certain area and then just getting it in quickly. Like, we have lethal forwards. It doesn't matter what way you hit it into them. Like, you could see Paul yesterday in the corner, like, he was just winning anything that went into him. Kieran as well, like, he had unbelievable game. He probably kept us in it in the first half. 4 points, I think, he got in the first half. And it doesn't matter, like, once we get it up to the 65 or that, it's just get the ball in. And that's what Trevor's been honing on this year. Like, just get the ball in as quick as you can, and the boys will do the business inside.
And he was saying after the game that, like, all year he was trying to tell you, like, you boys are good enough, and trying to get that belief in you that you can actually win. Like, you obviously had that, like, when it came down to it yesterday, like, within the whole team, really.
Yeah, we definitely did. We had huge belief in ourselves, and I think it showed even in the dressing room. Everyone was so calm, and no one was getting jittery or no one was nervous, and that proved out in the field, like, straight away. We knew what we were about, we knew what we had to do, and we just put in, like, a complete performance, which we haven't done in my time hurling senior. We probably haven't put in a complete performance like that ever. So it was brilliant that we were able to do that on the biggest stage.
Yeah, so you mentioned the semi-final, like, and maybe you were a bit lucky that day, you got two late goals. So, like, since then, was there kind of a little bit, you know, we need to put that right now in the final and show that we are the best?
There was, yeah. There might have been a small bit of it, but we knew we got through the semi-final, and semi-finals are probably for winning, and we knew once we got there against Kilcormac, like, it's a final, anything could have happened, and we just needed to put in performance, and a performance for 60, 65 minutes, and I think that's what we done yesterday, and it paid off.
Yeah, so I'm from Lura, not too far away from me now, and everywhere I went, I was seeing red and white flags the last few weeks, hanging out with cars and on the road and all and everything. So, was it, in the last week or two, was it hard to keep the nerves in check, or did you kind of prepare as you had been doing all year?
No, we done everything the exact same as we had before every other game. We didn't change anything up, but it was unbelievable just to go down through the village and see all the flags, and every car had a flag in it, or every house, and, like, there was cars coloured red and white and everything, and it was great for the people of the village, really. It really was now. And it's brilliant for the likes of them to get such a buzz yesterday and to see so many of them so emotional. And that's what it's all about, really. It's all about the supporters and the kids and the next generation and driving that on too.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you've a Leinster campaign to look forward to, but I'd say you won't think about that for a while. And the first thing in your mind is probably to get back with the lads. So I won't hold you up too much longer. Thanks a million for that, Killian, and well done yesterday.
No problem. Thanks a million, Niall.